This morning, when I read the reading for the day, I was so excited about the scriptures. If you haven't read the reading for today out of our 1 year Bible plan, the sheets are in the back. Please pick them up there on the table right next to the offering box there. God is so good to us. In fact, it was really funny because as I was reading, I thought, yes, I'll share from here. And then I go a little bit further. I didn't know I'm going to share from here. And then I say, no, I'm going to share from here. And I would like to just read you the whole Bible reading and skip the rest of church, but I won't do that because I can't pronounce thorough, through or thorough or whatever that word is. Anyway, God is good and he's good to you and me. It's not just a big God up in the sky that we worship and bow down before, but nah, he's personal and he wants a personal relationship with each one of us. When we're in trouble, he wants us to cry out. When we're joyful, he wants to rejoice with us. He wants us to rejoice with him in concert, like being in harmony, like a symphony moving through our lives. That's how our relationship with him should be. Like a symphony, always with him. It has high notes, it has low notes and high notes, it has power, it has sweetness and gentleness. All the different things we go through, we should go through them together with him. And I realized it talks about our becoming. John 1, that's where we're reading, and just the benefit that he has given to each one of us. He's allowed his salvation to come to each one of us personally. John 1:16 is the verse I want to share from. It says we have benefited from the rich blessings that he brought to us, one gracious blessing after another. I want you to turn to somebody. I want you to tell somebody just one thing that God has done for you recently where you know you've been blessed. Just take a minute and share one blessing where you know you have been blessed by the Lord. We have all benefited. The word is in the Greek is lambano, and it means to get a hold of. We've gotten hold of those blessings. You just talked about them to one another. To have offered to us. We accept them. We're amazed by them. We have attained them. We've caught them. One of the definitions says, come on. Yeah, come on, blessings. We have come on to the blessings, right? We've caught them. We have them. We hold them. We obtain them, and we receive them. He is so good to us. Let's stand and let's say this verse together and remember it all week long. Today, all day, and all week. We have all benefited from the rich blessings he brought to us, one gracious blessing after another. And here comes one gracious blessing, our pastor, our worship leader, Pastor Kev, to lead us in worship.